This is the love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Warm like a zephyr on the summer air.
I dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
Going window shopping with Jeannie was one of the most upsetting things I've ever done. It brought a tragic fact home to me. Well, here's somebody who has some wonderful facts to tell you. Window shopping with Jeannie was a tough experience, for I suddenly realized that I couldn't hope to marry her for years and years and years. No use marrying a girl when you can't support her. I should let some other fellow with a decent income have a chance. So I've written her a note and asked her to meet me tomorrow for dinner. And while we're having dinner, I'll tell her that the party is a farewell forever party.
What do you know about it? I just received a letter from Dick, sent special delivery, no less. He asked me to have dinner with him tomorrow. My goodness, he's going formal on me. Maybe this letter's a prelude to a proposal.
I wonder what I'll say to Jeannie tomorrow. I wonder how I'll tell her that I'm through with love.
I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love.
Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you.
Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through.
Dinner tomorrow is going to be the saddest dinner of my life. It'll be even worse than that session of window shopping. But here's somebody who will tell you how to shop inside of the store as well as outside.